This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But Lauren Williams covers our team for the AJC and AJC.com.
Yeah.
She sits down with us here, and Lauren, good to see you as always. We still won at Memphis.
Yeah.
Come back home, had a chance to win one against the Milwaukee Bucks. That score is what, 121 apiece?
Yep.
And then they score the last 6 points and we can't. Trey said he was frustrated at himself. He missed some shots at the end. So you look at tonight's contest and you go, all right, we got to win some games at home here. This is a long homestand.
Yeah, these are those games that the Hawks should be winning, especially since they have that sort of home court advantage, if you will. I did joke with somebody at the Bucks game at the beginning. It's like you couldn't really tell which fan base was cheering the loudest because
right.
you couldn't tell what was going on. Because if the Bucks scored, you'd hear cheers. If the Hawks scored, you'd hear cheers. And it's just you have to watch the game to understand, you know, who's doing what. But, yeah, they got to win. It's important that they get these games, especially with how tight things are between Orlando, Miami. Obviously, Orlando's kind of in a weird spot where they've gone on the other side of the win-loss column, but Miami's peaking a little bit. They did just lose to the Cavs the other day, so maybe the Hawks catch a little bit of a break there. But honestly, I think their best bet right now is 7 through 9. They're obviously at 9 right now,
right.
but you'd love to see them go up to 7 just because with that play-in game, you'd rather them have to worry about winning one versus trying to win two.
Sure.
And all these teams are just so similar, as you just pointed out. We're just a half a game out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're a game and a half out of the 7. So, and all these teams are all incomplete. Miami's not the same team out without Jimmy Butler.
Mm-mm.
You know, Orlando's had some injuries as well, you just referred to. And no one buys the Bulls. So,
yeah.
So could you foresee, though, what Trey did a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
where he just could take over a game like he did in Charlotte or he did in, back then it was, what, Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think we can see Trey take over, but I think what the Hawks really want him to do is getting guys like Caris LeVert involved, getting guys like George Niang involved, getting guys like Terrence Mann involved, getting those guys so that if a team tries to send a double at him, if somebody's hot, he can find somebody that open man and they can get some of those scores going. And that was kind of what got them in trouble in Miami. You want to see them sort of evolve past the needing Trey to take over in games. And so the fact that we're seeing good things out of Caris LeVert in the clutch is huge. And you just want to see that happen more consistently.
Lauren, what's your take on the new guys? I mean, now they've been here a little bit.
Yeah.
When they got here, everybody's like, what is this?
Yeah.
I said that.
Okay. Niang can shoot it,
yes.
As I like to say. Niang, shoot that thing.
Yep.
Terrence Mann defensively has
yes.
been really good. And then you talk about Caris LeVert,
mm-hmm.
who I think a lot of people are surprised. And then I remember Trey saying this a few weeks back. He's like, look, Caris LeVert has always been a really good player.
Yeah.
But he was hidden
mm-hmm.
on that Cleveland team.
Yeah.
And now we're getting the chance to see him. What's your take on these guys?
I mean, I remember when Caris was kind of that guy in Brooklyn. I mean, he went to that Nets team that was under Kenny Atkinson, and then he kind of would take over games. And I feel like we're starting to see that guy again. I mean, we've seen him come up in some seriously clutch moments.
Right.
And so I'm really impressed with what he's been able to do. I think, again, Niang can shoot that thing, as you can say.
Yeah.
Again, you just want to see some of the stuff happen more consistently. I think what I'm not as impressed with is just how much Terrence needs to kind of be ramped up. But we've been seeing him get more aggressive as of late. And then, obviously, Niang's defense hasn't been right where you necessarily want to see this team be. But he's a big body, and you can't really, you know, undermine that or not take that into account. So I'm pretty impressed with them. I would be interested to see if the Hawks want to re-sign Caris
right
LeVert. I think they should, because you have his bird rights. You can bring him in, and it doesn't affect the cap nearly as much as if you were bringing somebody off the street. So I like him, and I would want to see what the Hawks are able to do with these three guys with a full season under them.
Lauren Williamson, she covers the Hawks every day, and she's with us here on Duke Bell Live from State Farm. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, just answer the question. So yeah, because it is an expiring contract.
Mm-hmm.
His athleticism, you know, when Dyson Daniels makes that steal in Memphis, the way he cuts to the basket,
mm-hmm,
21 the other night in a losing effort. So, but that's the kind of bench scoring. You got to replace Bogey.
Yep.
You got to replace Carl. We just mentioned DeAndre Hunter last
yep
break. So how are we going to spend this dividend we've been given because of the things we did at the trade deadline?
I mean, You definitely aren't going to bring a guy like Garrison Matthews back, so that's
right
obviously going to free up some cap space to potentially do a little bit more. Obviously, you just brought Dom Barlow in, and he's a cheaper guy than maybe a Garrison Matthews would be as
like
a free
Barlow
agent.
I like Barlow.
Yeah, so I definitely think the Hawks did some moves that, you know, give them a little bit more flexibility of moving off of Bogdanovich's contract, moving off of DeAndre's contract. And, you know, you can be able to sign a guy like Harris maybe in the $10 million range over a couple of years. We'll see. You know, this team likes to do some of those smaller contracts over longer
right
periods of time. We see what they did with Veet in the offseason. So, I mean, it opens up some room to maybe potentially court some other cheaper free agents that are on the market, but I'm not particularly impressed with this free agent class.
Right.
So,
Carl, just as a follow-up to,
yeah,
we were just talking about this. You're here, so perfect to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a star, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And that's the frustrating part about this
right
team, is that, you know, your second star is Jalen Johnson, who just hasn't been able to stay healthy these last couple of seasons, and especially with how much of an impact he is going to make. I think you want to see this team further along, maybe before you're trying to court that star free agent.
Lauren Williams joining us, guys. Hawks, Pacers tonight. Why do you think we have an issue with this team? They've kind of owned us the last couple of seasons.
The Hawks can't defend the three, and this team shoots a lot of threes. They shoot a lot of threes, especially with a guy like Miles Turner, who can switch the floor or space the floor, excuse me.
As a big, yeah.
As a big, and so that's going to be a test for a guy like Onyeka Okongwu, who has been playing really, really well as of late. He's a lot more mobile than a Clint Capella, but I think if this team is going to be able to kind of stop some of those threes, it's just making sure that they're getting to their rotations on time, they're helping in time, and they're not leaving wide open threes. I think that's the big thing that's hurt them, is that they've been late to some of those rotations and guys have been wide open.
Lauren, do you think it was a mistake that we didn't move Clint at the trade deadline? I know he's embraced his role
mm-hmm
off the bench.
Right.
But he's going to walk away, right?
You got nothing for him.
Yeah. I think the thing is, it's just, what were you going to get for him? Like,
value-wise.
Seriously, what
value
were you going to get
some
back
second
for
round
him?
Pick or, yeah, if
maybe.
That, if that.
Yeah. I just think there wasn't really a market for him. I think if they were able to move him,
they would have.
It's similar to DeAndre. I mean, we didn't hear there was a big market for a guy like DeAndre Hunter, but you're able to move him for not only two vets, but a few second round picks.
Sure.
To a team that's a contender. So they're kind of trying to buy. I don't think there were any buyers out there for Clint.
We talked about this when it went down. We haven't talked to you since.
Mm-hmm.
But when Trey had the run-in with the lady ref,
yeah,
and then made the comments. And I just thought that Carl and I said, of all the things, if you don't listen to Trey or know where he's at,
mm-hmm,
I thought it was the most eloquent argument for him that anyone's made,
yeah,
including his coaches, since
yeah
he's gotten here, basically saying, look, I'm not expected to get every call, but, you
yeah
know, I mean, we got folks, there's vendettas, and it's very getting personal. And I thought he made a great point, but the rest of the country's not going to hear that.
I mean, I think the thing that stuck out to me when he made that comment was that I'm not the same person I was when I was
right
19. And so you know, as officials, you want to be able to believe that they can see that these guys can evolve and grow and mature. But then you also want to see them, you know, be a little bit more equal in terms of those star calls. I mean,
we just don't win enough to get those calls.
Maybe. But then I was watching the game against the Grizzlies and Thunder yesterday, and the discrepancy between some of the calls that Ja Morant was getting and some of the calls that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was. It was just kind of, and for as much as Ja is driving to the basket and getting kind of whipped around in the paint a little bit, he wasn't getting nearly as many calls as a guy like Shai, who, you know, happens to do a little bit more from the mid-range. So it's just, it's interesting. I don't want to get fined. I don't have NBA fine money. But fortunately, I'm also not a player. But the Hawks have just not gotten a lot of luck in terms of the officiating so far.
We'll see what happens tonight. Shai, your MVP, by the way?
He's at the top of my list for sure.
Okay.
I can't vote, though. All right. I don't have a vote.
What? All right.
No, the AJC doesn't vote on awards like this.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were talking about that with Tim Tucker and the old guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
No.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I don't want that pressure.
You don't want that smoke? Like no. Diana Rossini telling you who you're voting for MVP?
Exactly.
The Hall of Fame?
When that list comes out and they're like, why did she vote for? I don't want that. I'm okay. Right. I'm okay without that.
All right. I love her answer. He's at the top of my list.
Yeah.
And by the way, we spent a lot of time having some fun, but man, the Lakers look great.
They do. I mean, Luka Magic.
The question you just mentioned, SGA, can Oklahoma City handle their business now? Mm-hmm. When, imagine if you get the 1-2 in the West.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That's going to remind me sort of that Nuggets LA series a couple of years ago. I lean a little bit more toward OKC just because of the size that they have, and if Chet is healthy and they're playing him and Hartenstein at the same time, I don't know if Rui and Jackson Hayes can handle that for a 7-game series.
Lauren, before we let you go, they're so good defensively. We're talking about OKC. Yeah. I mean, we don't watch them every night because they're in the West, but they came here, and I'm just like, they're so good defensively.
They're in a league of their own in terms of defense. The Cavs are the closest second for that for me.
Agreed.
So I don't know. I really want that Thunder Cavs series. I really do for the finals. Really, really do.
Lauren, thanks for stopping by as always. Great job. Read her. Check her out, AJC.com. She covers the Hawks for us, Hawks Pacers tonight. Then they play on Saturday.
Yes, they do.
So we'll get a chance to see what they do in this two-game series. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.